The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. You can go to Twitter and vote on our Drink Surfside poll of the day. Does it rankle you that Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore skipped the first day of voluntary OTAs? Apparently, it's not a big deal to the listeners. 37% said yes, they should be there. Over 62% now. No, not a big deal.
I'm unrankled, Cakes. You seem rankled by Lattimore.
I'm partially rankled.
I'm unrankled.
That's where I'm at this point. You can go vote at Junks Radio on that poll. All right, so we have some audio of Cliff Kingsbury, the OC of the Washington Commanders. He's not a guy that loves the media and loves getting up and talking. He basically does it when he's forced to. Here's him talking about trying to balance out players' egos and touches with all of the new influx at the wide receiver spot and the skill position spots for the Commanders.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory. But that's one thing I think that DQ has created where it's, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So
now they do have a decent number of vacated targets that are no longer on the roster. Guys like Oz, I mean, he had 45 receptions last year. De'Ami Brown departs. He signs that deal with Jacksonville. He had 30 grabs, by far his most. But a lot of those will get vacuumed up by Debo Samuel.
Oh,
like, he's
yeah.
going to get a lot of those touches. But, I mean, there's still room, obviously, for Noah Brown to get some. He got re-signed. Luke McCaffrey should have a bigger, more expanded role. Hopefully Austin Eckler doesn't get dinged up and he can play 15-plus games in 2025. He'll catch a decent number of balls. Like, there's a lot of guys to spread the ball around to in this offense.
Absolutely. Now, you would hope that the tight end position is
Sinnott, I didn't mention
steady,
him.
You know, because Zach's back for another year. Vet, but they did draft Sinnott in the second round last year, so they're hoping he can kind of take that next step.
If Zach Ertz doesn't get injured, he had 66 grabs last year.
Yeah,
like,
he'll be in that same range.
I would expect right around the same number, if not more.
But Debo's going to put up numbers. If he's healthy and plays the majority of the year, he's going to put up numbers. He's a weapon.
Oz was the second leading receiver, OZ, last season with 45 catches. In terms of receivers, Ertz, of course, had 66 catches, which you mentioned, and McLaurin led the way. But OZ had 45 catches. Noah Brown had 35. De'Ami had 30.
You
McCaffrey
mentioned,
had 18. I think you're just going to see, instead of that big share with four receivers, it's going to be Debo taking a lot of those.
And as far as Debo, like, I think he's going to take carries away. I would hope they're primarily away from Jaden Daniels. Like, I don't think Dan Quinn and Cliff want him carrying the ball 148 times again.
I don't know if they have a problem with it.
But I think
a little bit, but has Lamar Jackson's rushing gone down over the years dramatically?
Not dramatically. I mean, there's some games where he runs and it's part of the game plan.
Yeah.
He's limited taking off from the pocket. He kind of scrambles to look downfield.
I wouldn't limit.
I'm not saying take a big chunk away, but like a carry or two per game, I would think Cliff would be cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like limiting the hits, limiting his exposure to the violent collisions. Now, I know he's been pretty good about avoiding those for the most part, but I might want to get those carries down to around 130 for Jaden Daniels. That's part of the reason you acquire Debo Samuel. He has that
right because he can give you, and he's built where he can handle the hits. But, he can give you three or four a game.
Right. But when they started winning down the stretch, after they had that 3-game losing streak, and EB said let Jaden cook, that's kind of what they did.
Mm-hmm.
He was the leading rusher, Jaden Daniels, in weeks 15, 16 and 17.
Right.
Now, that's not what you want. You want Brian Robinson or Austin Eckler or whoever you have in the backfield leading the way rushing. But the reality is their leading rusher actually in the last four games was the quarterback, because right. Mariota was the leading rusher in the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. So I just don't necessarily limit him. And looking at Lamar Jackson's career, now he's had injuries which have changed total numbers of game played, but as a rookie, he in 16 games, he ran it 147 times. Last year in 17 games, he ran it 139 times. It's very similar.
Yeah.
And I think that that's part of what makes Lamar Jackson great.
Right.
And part of what makes Jaden Daniels great is that ability to run. I wouldn't take it away. I get what you're saying, that Debo's going to get some runs, but what did Debo get? 40 runs or so? Did he even get 40 last year?
Well, last year he was banged up.
But he was banged up. In a healthy year, he can get, now that's a totally different offense, but he could get like 60.
Right.
Okay.
60 to 65.
3 or 4 a game?
Correct.
Yeah. I don't necessarily take him away from Jaden.
Here's the other thing about Debo. Debo, we were talking about McLaurin, mm-hmm. you know, holding out for a contract.
Yeah.
Debo is playing for a contract.
Yeah. He needs to put up numbers.
Correct. He needs to stay healthy and put up numbers. He's only been in the league 6 years.
Right.
He's not done. He wants another 3 or 4 year deal, so he needs to put up numbers, and he knows it.
In last year's offense, they were able to spread it out, and I think they will do so again. I'm more amazed at how deep Cliff Kingsbury's voice is.
He does have a deep, booming voice. I'm jealous. I have a nasally, terrible voice, and his is just touched by God.
Well, there's a deep voice screaming into my ear, "You're an idiot for taking Tony Finau twice. You're stupid."
God. You're going to be thinking about that the entire weekend.
Valdez, you have no idea how that ruins my weekend.
Yeah, but hold on. JP's wrong about the Lamar stuff, because in 2018, he started only 7 games.
And he
rushed for 100, or he carried the ball 147 times. So it's definitely gone down.
All right, but year two, when he was starting, he had 176. So it's come down a little bit, but I wouldn't say a ton. Yeah. I go back to like what you said before, maybe a tiny bit.
In seven games,
he rushed 147 times.
From the rookie season, sure.
In 15 games, he rushed 176 times the following year.
Right. That's much less carries per game.
Your workload is definitely a lot less.
And again, I'm not saying that I want Jaden Daniels to go from 148 carries to even 120 carries. I'm saying just like 1 or 1.5 less carries per game. It doesn't have to be a lot. Like they know that they need to lean into his running because he's special at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a really good passer too, but they know that this guy could rush for 1,000 yards if we unleash them. They're not gonna turn their back on that sort of threat, especially down near the goal line where he's borderline unstoppable. I'm just saying, bring the 148 down to, bring it down to 135. Can we do that?
That's fine.
Sure.
Less than one carry per game. That's not outrageous. I mean, you have a stable of guys you can hand it off to now with B-Rob, Eckler, Debo, the 7th round draft pick, who I always forget his name, out of Arizona.
But again, a lot of these kids have to stay healthy.
Right.
And running backs don't stay healthy.
I understand. You're churning through a lot of bodies.
So you're going to see. And again, it's Jaden getting rushed, forced out of the pocket and deciding to run.
Right.
That's totally different than a planned design run play.
Yeah. And look.
So maybe the design plays, you see them cut back a little bit because you got Debo and hopefully a healthy B-Rob. But he's still going to get out of the pocket and run.
I understand why they want Jaden running it. He averaged 6 yards per carry and B-Rob averaged 4.3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I understand why they want him tucking the ball and running. It makes sense. It helps their offense. Immeasurably.
Yeah, I mean, think about their 4th down percentage last year. Number 1 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they'd put Jaden under center, and then he'd run out wide and make a play. Their 4th down conversion percentage
was absurd. Yeah. And I would expect it to still be high this year with Jaden doing more of the same. Why would you go away from something that actually works for your offense?
What I wonder about, and Cliff didn't necessarily speak on this specifically, he's talking about guys who want the ball, is how the running back situation is going to work out.
Right.
Brian Robinson last year started off pretty good, but his production really tailed off. Now, he had injuries, but at the end of the season, like I said, the quarterback was leading the way in rushing in the last four games. They wanted to run the football, mm-hmm. couldn't do it.
Well, maybe you see the seventh round draft pick get some time if he makes the squad. JCM.
Oh, I think he's going to make the squad.
If he does, then maybe you see him take some carries away from B-Rod.
The reason he fell is because he only played one game at Arizona as a senior.
But, you know, we'll see. But I would agree with you. I was kind of surprised they didn't take a running back a little bit earlier in the draft, and they waited till the seventh, but they loved him in the seventh.
All right, I will say this. I'm going to make this declaration.
Here comes an over.
No, I'm just – if Ben Sinnott, okay, if he doesn't go from five catches to at least – this is a big ask.
25?
Yes, to 5X his production. He better have 25 catches as a second-year player. Or yeah,
he might be looking for a new team.
Then the crosshairs are squarely not only on him. Then you start looking at Adam Peters. Like, all right, why did you burn a second round pick on a guy who's catching 15 balls?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, I agree. I think he needs to do something, or he might be looking for a new team next year.
And 25. Sorry, it's a little light. I'm coming in. On
yeah,
the
but
low
Ertz is gonna like you said. Ertz is gonna get the majority of the reps.
As he should. He's an established vet who way out.
But let's just say Ertz gets banged up and misses 10 games.
Right.
Well, Sinnott better put up some numbers.
And I'm also fine with John Bates having this in his receptions column, a zero. I understand he's valued. He signed an extension. Please just let him block all the time. I know he loves John Bates for some reason. He's fine with him catching the ball. Those balls should all go to Ben Sinnott and or Zach Ertz. If I'm consulting Cliff Kingsbury, which I would never do because he would not want my advice.
Well, you can teach him that play he used to run in flag football.
Fake wide receiver screen. It's a great play. It's a fantastic play. I don't know if we ever executed it perfectly, but the schematics of it, JP, are fantastic.
Hey, I like
Maybe
it.
I'll send it his way.
Can you imagine how
I like it if I make my return to flag football?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how jacked up the Commanders fans / local media is going to be in, you know, late July, right before camp?
Can't wait.
I mean, they're going to be jacked.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I mean, we all look forward to the NFL season, but right when the OTAs come up, that's when you start really thinking about it.
Yep. As you should. Football is not that far away. What are we, 98 days away now? 98 or 99 Something. Days away from the
from opening.
I think it's 98.
From
the
week
Thursday
one?
Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming.
Cowboys-Eagles?
Cowboys yep. at the Eagles. That's correct. Not that far off. See it off in the distance. All right, coming up in a bit, Matt Doherty is going to join us, former Carolina Tar Heels coach and Indiana Pacers scout. We'll talk NBA with him coming up at 8:25.